Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to visit some towns, do some dancing, and celebrate a birthday. Last week, on February 4th in 1926, John Giola of New York City won a championship. Now, back in 1926, the Charleston was all the rage, and Mr. Giola became famous as the Charleston Endurance Dance Champion by dancing the Charleston nonstop for 22 hours and 30 minutes. So to commemorate Mr. Giola's feat, as well as his feet, we're going to have our own little Charleston marathon on the show tonight by beginning and ending with sets of Charleston songs. And here to start us off is Don Bester and his orchestra.
Thank you.
The first of two sets of Charleston songs to commemorate Charleston Endurance dance champ John Giola, who danced the Charleston for 22 and a half hours back in 1926. We began the show with Don Bester and his orchestra in 1925 in Charleston Baby of Mine. That Victor 78 was courtesy of Martin Smith. Next, it was O'Brien's original Washboard Band around July of 1925 in Charleston Fever, composed by Jimmy Blythe, pianist in the band, and Jimmy O'Brien, clarinetist and leader of the band. Jimmy Blythe was born in Kentucky in 1901, and besides composing and recording solo for Paramount, Vocalion, and Jeanette, he also accompanied artists including Ma Rainey and Blind Blake, and produced hundreds of piano rolls for the Capitol Music Roll Company of Chicago. Jimmy Blythe died at just 30 years of age. And we just heard Newton Carlyle's Dance Orchestra and Charleston Crazy. Well, it wasn't really Newton Carlyle's dance orchestra, because there wasn't a Newton Carlyle. Newton Carlyle was a figment of Bert Furman's imagination and was one of about 20 pseudonyms that Bert Furman used while musical director of Xenophone to give the impression that the budget label had a much larger number of bands. Well, I'm Glenn Robison with no pseudonyms, and the name of the program is Rapidly Rotating Records. Vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, and streaming online on demand 24/7 at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on February 4th in 1938, the play Our Town by Thornton Wilder opened in New York City at the Henry Miller Theater. The play takes place in 1903 in Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, a small town where nothing much happens and life goes on no matter what. I can't see any reference to Our Town without thinking of the parody of it and other literary standards in National Lampoon's Another Dirty Book. Anyway, the first performance of Our Town had taken place on January 22nd at the McCarter Theater in Princeton, New Jersey. Thornton Wilder won a Pulitzer Prize for Our Town, as he did for his play The Skin of Our Teeth. So here to commemorate the opening of Our Town are some rapidly rotating records about towns, beginning with the New Orleans Jazz Band. Thank you.
today is the day. Some sweet someone's coming this way. Some sweet someone's coming to say hello. Hello, hi-ho, come let's hop again. Let's get in the old flame we can breathe. Let's all meet her, there's no one sweeter I know. But da 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 da. You can rave and shout about your gals in town. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of mine. Of mine. They don't think I'm sweeter than sweet Mary Brown. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of mine. Right now you think I'm not a smarty. But wait and hesitate until you see that certain party. Imagine Venus dressed in a blue gingham gown. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of mine.
Yeah, folks, you know there's a hot time? Where's the hot time there, boy? Why, there's a hot time in the old town tonight.
Some town songs to commemorate the New York premiere of Thornton Wilder's Our Town on February 4, 1938. We began with the New Orleans Jazz Band recording in New York around September 10, 1924, and I'm Gonna Get Acquainted in a Quaint Old-Fashioned Town, written by Charlie Tobias, Harry Tobias, and George Bennett. The band on that Regal 78 is credited as the Six Black Diamonds. To further confuse things, Jimmy Durante led a band named the New Orleans Jazz Band, which recorded for OK in 1918. The New Orleans Jazz Band we heard consisted of Harry Gluck, Mike Martini, Sidney Arredon, Wilder Chase, Dick Skine or Dick Maffey, and Tommy DeRose. It was a working band and also broadcast half-hour programs over WEAF in New York. After the New Orleans Jazz Band, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris, and Out of Town Gal from June 18, 1928. Out of Town Gal was written by Walter Donaldson. And we finished up with Miff Mole's Molars, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Dick McDonough, Joe Tardo, and Ray Baduke, and A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight from March 7, 1927. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Say, have a request or comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on February 7th in 1940, the Walt Disney animated feature Pinocchio premiered at the Center Theater in Manhattan. It was Disney's second feature-length film after Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, Pinocchio was a wooden marionette whose nose grew in length if he told a lie, which to Pinocchio would certainly be no laughing matter. But here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Laughing Marionette.
Thank you. xylophone is one of the most fascinating instruments in the world, and Harry Brewer, one of the best xylophonists. Now, he's going to play first a composition of his own, which he has called On the Woodpile. Very, very catchy, Harry. Thank you.
couple of versions of Laughing Marionette to commemorate the premiere on February 7th, 1940 of Disney's animated classic Pinocchio. We just heard the British band of Lloyd Shakespeare in 1929, and we began the set with Paul Whiteman's interpretation, recorded May 16th, 1929. Laughing Marionette was written by L. Wolfe Gilbert and Walter Collins, and in between the Laughing Marionettes, we heard a song which would have struck terror in the heart of Pinocchio, On the Woodpile. That was xylophonist Harry Brewer from a 1929 Brunswick Brevities broadcast. Brunswick used radio as an advertising medium for its records, phonographs, and radios, and they used their own contracted artists for shows which were pre-recorded and distributed on records to radio stations for broadcast. They produced about 26 of the half-hour shows, the first of which debuted on August 19, 1929. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon, and heard all over the world thanks to the miracle of the internet at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, February 7th, marked the birth in 1883 in Baltimore, Maryland, of James Hubert Blake. You may recognize him as pianist, bandleader, and composer U.B. Blake. He wrote his first successful song, The Charleston Rag, in 1899, and in 1915 teamed up with singer Noble Sissel in vaudeville. In 1921, they wrote for the first all-black musical, Shuffle Along. The show's hit song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, was sung in the play by Florence Mills, and in 1948, Harry Truman used the song as his presidential campaign song. In addition to recordings, Sissel and Blake appeared in some early experimental sound short films. In 1969, Blake recorded a double album for Columbia, a double album of LPs, and I'm proud to say that I bought a copy of that set when it first appeared. The album revived Blake's career, and he became a popular performer, even appearing on Broadway in the show U.B. at age 95. U.B. Blake died in New York City on February 12, 1983, at age 100 years and 5 days. So here, in honor of the 100 years of U.B. Blake, are some rapidly rotating records by U.B. Blake.
Thank you.
UB Blake and his orchestra recording for Victor on June 3, 1931, and Little Girl, written by Madeline Ride and Francis Henry. And we began that tribute to UB Blake with another side from that same session, My Blue Days Blew Over When You Came Back to Me. And in the middle was Paul Whiteman's recording of the song most closely identified with UB Blake, I'm Just Wild About Harry, from Shuffle Along. At the beginning of the show, I promised a second set of Charleston songs, and here they are, beginning with the Georgia Melodians and Everybody's Charleston Crazy.
Hey.
Zez Confrey and his orchestra, November 21st, 1924, in Charleston Chuckles. That was preceded by the first electrically recorded disc that Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra ever made, I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston, featuring the vocal harmony of Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders. That song was recorded on my birthday, July 13th, but in 1925, which was considerably before the year I was born. And we began that Charleston set with the Georgia Melodians and Everybody's Charleston Crazy from April 9th, 1926. Well, either we played a bunch of short records this evening, or I didn't talk all that much, because we've got time for one more rapidly rotating record. Here's Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10. From January 24th, 1928, Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10, and a tune written by Charlie Johnson and Arthur Porter, Charleston is the best dance after all. And you know what? It really is. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.